It's the Mint City Soccer Show. I am Matt Swift, and Charlotte FC are finally home after a long three-game road trip. We are hosting the undefeated Columbus Crew, who have three wins and one draw on the season. They just dispatched New York Red Bull 3-0, and they have only allowed two goals through four games. One thing that's kind of interesting about the Columbus Crew is so far this season, they haven't really fouled a lot. They have, through four games, only 36 fouls. If you want to compare that to Charlotte FC, who have 51, Columbus only has three yellow cards. And if you're curious, Charlotte FC has 11. So they are very disciplined and very, very tough to dispossess. Columbus is also a team that likes to push the lines a little bit. They are either first or second in offside calls so far this season. So that is something that our defense is going to have to be mindful of. We're going to have to step as a unit, everybody being on the same page there. Columbus is very, very good at having the ball under pressure. They just showed that against New York. They were able to kind of like beat their press, which New York is fairly good at that. So that, again, that's something that we're going to have to be mindful of. It's going to be very interesting to see what Dean Smith decides to do, especially in that first half. Is he going to come out and press, or is he going to sit off a little bit? Columbus is leading the league in passing percentage, leading the league in long ball percentage. So again, something that our backline is going to have to be mindful of this game. I think one of the keys for this weekend is to make this a physical game, clog the middle, disrupt plays, win those 50-50 balls, pick our battles when we're going forward and pressing. It's not going to do any good for one player to go and everybody else to stay back. We need to stay disciplined defensively, making sure that we're playing defense as a team unit. Lucky for us, Columbus are missing a few key folks. Columbus will be missing starting goalkeeper Patrick Schulte, midfielder Aiden Morris, who scored against Red Bull, also someone who scored against Red Bull, Jason Russell Rowe. So those are key misses for Columbus, but make no mistake, they still have a ton of firepower and could do some real damage. One of those players, of course, is Cucho Hernandez. He already has three goals and one assist on the season, and it is going to be absolutely crucial that we shut him down Saturday. He leads the league in shots. He leads the league in shots on goal. So again, it's someone that you can't give time on the ball. Got to get in his face, make it physical. Just like in Nashville, I thought we did a pretty decent job of handling Haini Mukhtar. So again, it's something that we're going to have to be mindful of. He is certainly someone that we're going to have to keep track of and making sure he doesn't have a lot of time on the ball. For Charlotte FC, it looks like we might have Kerwin Vargas back for the weekend. He was seen at training, practicing with the main squad. So that is very encouraging considering his first half injury against Nashville. He was in a boot at the Crown Legacy game last weekend, but it's nice to see him back and then in training. So I'm not sure if he'll start, but at least we can probably see him in the game day roster. Some folks that will not be starting. Again, Tiger Smalls has been out. It's still going to be a little bit for him to return. Brandon Cambridge is in that same boat. Probably Ben Bender as well. It looks like Brent Bronico is training with the main squad. So it's going to be interesting to see if Dean Smith includes him in the game day roster. Enzo Capetti was training off to the side. I don't think we're going to see him this weekend. Luckily, he's back and the injury doesn't seem long term, but I don't think we're going to see him starting this weekend. So that means Patrick Ojemang is going to get another go and another start, so I'm excited to see that. But good news, it looks like Capetti's close to being back. One big miss for Charlotte FC is going to be left back Yuri Renan. He is on international duty with this game. I hate that he's not going to be here considering Columbus is so good. And like I mentioned before, pressing those lines, and we're going to have to be very disciplined in the back. The fact that someone else is going to have to rotate in worries me a little bit. I don't know who that's going to be. I don't know if Yael Pedro is going to be coming in at left back or if Nathan Byrne is going to slide over and then we put in Jalen Lindsay. It's going to be a big question mark for Dean Smith. I'm very interested to see who he chooses. Another big question for Charlotte FC is who are we going to see in the middle alongside of Ashley Westwood? Is that going to be Junior Orso, who we saw start in the first three games? Or is it going to be the Frenchman, Diani, who started last game against Nashville? I think it's going to be very telling what Dean Smith wants to do and his attitude going into this game, whether he starts Orso or if it's Diani. I think this is going to be a very, very good test for Dean Smith, and we're going to see a lot more of how our coach thinks about processing these games and the strategy that he wants to implement, especially against very, very tough teams. Playing at home, we will certainly have an advantage, but make no mistake, this is going to be a very, very tough battle. You have to win your home games. I realize Columbus is missing some folks. We're missing some folks, but you got to make these games count. They're the defending champs, but still, you have to start getting 3 points. If we're going to make the playoffs, if we're ever going to make a run and take that next step, these are the games that you have to win. It's going to be tough. We have to turn right around and play Cincinnati as well, but you've got to win your home games. So as much as I would like to say, yeah, a point would be great, you have to start winning these games, period. So hoping for the best. I think we win 1-0. Let me know what you think in the comments. And guys, I will see you Saturday.